Chapter 6, Setting Understanding into Motion. Now that you have expanded clarity of the context of ego and soul, and where we are at this turning point in human existence, what ego is, when and how it was created, and what its Commission 1 and Commission 2 purposes are, how to empty out your past and digest your current life experiences in real time, the purpose and life-saving value of your intuition, and how to reactivate it now, multiple ways to increase your ego's flexibility, let's launch this into action. Who's the captain of this ship now? Before you began reading The Ego and the Soul, chances are very high that 99.9% of the time your life was run by ego. You might even call you ego. For with rare moments of exception, you were solely identified with the experiences of your ego, perceived, of course, from its limited vantage. Now that you have substantially increased the scope and subtleties in the depth of your awareness, you have a much greater contextual realization of the vastness of the field in which ego plays. And so we might refresh our initial question, who is the captain of your ship now? Simply by reading this book, your ego has become significantly more acquainted with itself. The Ego and the Soul truly is a book written for your ego. It is like a looking glass. As ego reads these pages, it recognizes itself. It remembers who it is, why it was created, and the incredible sovereign power out of which it was born. Now, ego has context. With context, it no longer perceives itself in isolation. For there are billions of egos in this earthly world, approximately 7 billion of us currently, plus millions, if not billions, of egos of people who were formerly incarnate, plus egos of souls still to be born. There is also the blueprint ego, the original prototype upon which all individual egos are based. This is what is so intriguing about what this book is pointing to. Blueprint ego, like a great iceberg, a massive island, a tectonic plate, is in the early stages of shifting. Even though every individual ego who reads this book is light years closer to taking its rightful place as co-pilot to soul, simply by understanding what it has read, it must now translate this cognition into action. Action is the physicalization, the physical demonstration of its commitment to fulfill what it has read, recognized, is inspired by, wants to actively participate in creating, and knows is true, or at least is curious enough to explore and discover for itself what is true, what is possible now. Action is how ego willfully enters into its co-creation with God. For it is action, the final frontier in lifting the physical into what is known from the vantage of the ephemeral, from the eyes of soul, that aligns ego with divinity. Action is the handshake. Action is the signature. Action is the marriage. Action is the key.